The Larry Drabbles, written by T. Verano or Slippery Slope, read by Laurie, a Sentinel / podcast. The Larry Drabbles. 1. You're lying there, sweating like a hard-ridden horse and catching your breath, feeling fine, until Sandberg flops over onto his back, heaves a sigh, and says, "You ever wonder how Larry is?" "Sex with you makes him think about a monkey?" You frown. He goes on, "I keep meaning to stop by the lab and see how the little guy's doing since he's a monkey. Really great sex with you, and he's thinking about..." He finishes around your tongue in his mouth. "Fucking monkey. You'll show him monkey. You'll show him hot fucking gorilla." He says again. As you lie there, drained dry, dripping wet and panting. You're feeling smug. You're betting Sandberg can't remember his name right now, let alone Larry the fucking monkeys. "Holy shit," he says hoarsely, and he sounds gratifyingly sincere. He continues, around gulps of air. "Holy shit! That was... oh, Jim! You growled, man! You pounded your chest!" His fingers skate across your rib cage and he smiles. "No, right. That was me pounding your chest. And howling, I think." He pats your pecs. "Sorry." "You're not. You smile." Then he says, "Hey, I could take him some popcorn." Larry always liked popcorn, he tells you, as if you actually care, and peanuts. You groan. What the fuck does it take to get Sandberg's tiny poiscotus mind off that fucking monkey? "Or maybe I should get him some fruit," he continues, still petting you absently on the chest. Spectacular, top of the evolutionary ladder, sex with you, and he's obsessing about getting his former monkey some fruit? You don't deserve this. Grapes, he mumbles, chewing his lip. Plums or mangoes, you groan louder. He's crazy about mangoes. Hey, you okay? He asks and pats you again. You pull a muscle? Or maybe bananas. Bananas. You'd like to give him bananas. Both of them. Sandberg and... You're thinking cliche, right? He asks. Rhetorically, as far as you're concerned. But he likes bananas, Jim. And you cross your arms over your chest with dignity. I don't care what the fucking monkey likes, you say, more politely than Sandberg deserves. I don't want to hear another word about your fucking ape, Jim, he mutters automatically. Then he laughs, the shit. Wait a minute. That was what the second time was about? That was jealous of Larry sex? And he smacks your biceps. Still laughing. Fucking monkey. Sandberg, you start with admirable restraint. I'm not. You stop. He's still laughing like a hyena. About sex with you. You consider pulling the pillow out from underneath his head and somehow cold cocking him with it. Instead, you say cogently, that was not jealous of a monkey. Right, Jim, he says. Right. You're glaring at the ceiling, but you can hear him rolling his eyes. The shit. And then he says, like it's supposed to make you want to grab your wallet and buy Larry some fruit yourself. I'm grateful to him, you paranoid jackass. Grateful. To Larry. Grateful to... I'm never having sex with you again, Sandberg, you growl. He snorts. Then he stops laughing and rolls on top of you and looks down into your eyes and says, Jim, quiet but intense, you'd let me move in because of Larry. He leans closer until his lips are brushing yours. We would have gotten together anyway, right? But it probably would have taken longer. Maybe a lot longer. Without you wearing those towels and the time we both... Larry. Deus ex machina. Christ. Give him the bananas, you mumble against Sandberg's mouth and feel him smile. You'll spring for the mangoes. music by Tommy Dorsey.